just regular pots and pans. And
what kind of things do you remember, like your grandparents or your aunt and uncle cooking when you were growing up?
What kinds of food? Mm-hmm. Well, we grew up on beans, dried beans, and biscuits. My aunt cooked biscuits all the time, every meal, my aunt and my mother. We never had a meal that we didn't either have biscuits or cornbread.
Homemade.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I still make them, but I don't do it all the time. But my every once in a while, I will. But, yeah, and always tea. You always had sweet tea. Never a meal without tea. Breakfast was always fried eggs and bacon and biscuits or toast. For the most part, sometimes oatmeal, we ate a lot of oatmeal, grits, of course, grits, and always jelly was on the table or preserves. You know, preserves were a big treat because there was always somebody in the family who would put up preserves. And my grandmother, the one in North Carolina, she canned all the time, more than than I remember my aunts doing here in Elberton. But she canned all the time. She would put up all kinds of beans and tomatoes and preserves, made preserves. She made her own butter.
She had a garden?
She did. They had a farm for a long time, and it just got smaller and smaller. They butchered hogs and had their own hams, and they had a smokehouse in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, did you ever visit that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I loved it. I loved to go to my grandmother's in North Carolina. She was so much fun.
Huh. What other kinds of things did she have in her garden?
Oh, she had okra and tomatoes and corn and beans, collards, anything that she could get, squash, anything she could get planted. She had quite a large garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the smokehouse always had hams hanging in it. But that's where my grandfather hid. He hid in the smokehouse. He drank a lot, and
What would he drink?
Moonshine. And my grandmother she was just totally against alcohol. She didn't because he drank excessively. But he was really funny when he drank. I mean, it wasn't like he was really mean to her or anything. He was just real funny. But she didn't like him drinking. He hung out in the pool hall a lot, too. She used to have to retrieve him from the pool hall. But he did. He would hide his bottles in different places, and his smokehouse was his favorite place. He'd go out there and drink. But in her kitchen, we're talking about finding things in kitchen, she had an older kitchen, too, and converted over the years, you know, to be more modernized. But she had a safe, a pie safe. And I don't know if you know what a pie safe is. Okay. And it had a flour bin in it. And to me, that was the most interesting thing, because living in Atlanta and growing up in Atlanta, we would be more and more modernized over the years. But my grandmother stayed the same. And she always had that pie safe. And it always had the big flour bin in it, and it was really, and she had some old things, old dishes and old wooden rolling pins, which I still have, old wooden rolling pin.
Mm-hmm. What would they drink in the morning?
Coffee.
How would they prepare that, do you remember?
different ways. Just one of those old coffee pots, just a little, you know, it had the little filter thing, the metal. I don't know if you remember those or not. They don't see them anymore, but just put the water in it, and the coffee went in the top, and I don't know how it did. I hate coffee, so I don't ever make it. And then later, my mother bought a percolator, which she thought that was wonderful.